This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. According to this week's state crop report, wet and cool conditions kept producers out of the fields for much of the past week, and that's definitely true around this area. Statewide, the average temp was 58.8 degrees or 2.9 degrees below normal. Precip averaged 2.09 inches or 1.19 inches above normal, and there was one day that was suitable for field work during the week ending May 15th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 2% short, 67% adequate, and 31% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 2% short, 77% adequate, and 21% surplus. Corn planted was at 83% compared to the five-year average of 76%, and corn emerged was at 64% compared to last year's number of 66% and the five-year average of 45%. Soybeans planted was at 29% and soybeans emerged was at 10% compared to 13% last year. Winter wheat headed was at 80%, and that's up 15% from last week's number. And winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 4% poor, 31% fair, 51% good, and 11% excellent. And now we'll check in with a farmer from Jersey County for a local crop update. Tom Moore farms with his brother and his dad, and they were able to do a little corn planting yesterday before the rain came.
We're on the east side of Jersey County, just 3 miles west of Fidelity. I farm with my dad and brother, Hugh and Ron, and we farm all around 2,000 acres and run a 150 to 175 head registered shorthorn herd, cow herd.
And we were talking a little bit before we started the interview, and it's dried out just enough for you to do a little corn planting today.
Yeah, we was able to on some hills, get some corn, and kind of wrapped up one farm Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and we moved it to our last farm here over towards McCoupin Creek, and we're not going to get all of it today. There's a couple of small fields that are too wet, but we're going to get the majority of it done today if the weather cooperates.
And so how are the field conditions? Obviously, it's been dry enough for you to get out in the field.
You know, all spring it's been very well. Our first corn, we started there about the 18th of April, I think it was, 16th, and it's up and it's ready to spray here any time. In fact, I hope to get it sprayed this week. But the stands are good, and we need some warm weather, but we get weather like this every May. We just kind of forget about it, I think.
And you're working on corn now, but then I assume you'll be moving on to probably some soybeans. So about how many acres of beans will you have to plant?
Well, we plant predominantly corn, but we've got about 500 acres of beans to plant here in the next, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. In fact, that's our goal today is we're using our bigger planter today, and we can switch it over to beans after today and finish up with our 8-row planter.
Okay. Any other plans that you're going to be working on this week that you'd like to mention?
Well, we hope to get the beans, and we got corn to spray, and just cut on, and got a few cows yet that we've been trying to vaccinate, worm, and deer cows, and we've got most of them out on grass. We just got a couple bunches. We've got what we call process yet this spring, and of course we're been AIing and getting bulls turned out, so it's a busy time of year.
And once again, we thank Tom Moore in Jersey County for that crop update, and we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Dave Carter of the National Bison Association about Congress's passing of the National Bison Legacy Act. Well, last week, President Obama signed the National Bison Legacy Act into law, which officially makes bison the national mammal of the United States. Bison joins the ranks of the bald eagle as the official symbol of the country, and much like the eagle, it's one of the greatest conservation success stories of all time. According to the U.S. Department of the Interior, which is the government agency that manages our country's natural and cultural resources, in prehistoric times, millions of bison roamed North America, but by the late 1800s, there were only a few hundred bison left in the U.S., due to European settlers who pushed west, which reduced the animal's habitat, and they hunted the bison to nearly extinction. Had it not been for a few private individuals working with tribes, states, and the Interior Department, the bison would be extinct today. So, the passing of the National Bison Legacy Act was not only exciting for the department, but also for the National Bison Association. And the department recently made a blog post on their website, and they included a few facts about bison. First one of those being that bison are the largest mammal in North America. Male bison, which are called bulls, just like cattle, weigh up to 2,000 pounds and stand 6 feet tall, while females are called cows, and they can weigh up to 1,000 pounds and reach a height between 4 and 5 feet. And bison calves weigh 30 to 70 pounds at birth. Another fact listed was that since the late 19th century, the Department of Interior has been the primary national conservation steward of the bison, and Yellowstone National Park is the only place in the U.S. where bison have continuously lived since prehistoric times. And what makes Yellowstone's bison so special is that they're pure descendants of early bison that roam the country's grasslands. As of July of 2015, Yellowstone's bison population was estimated at 4,900, which makes it the largest bison population on public lands. And finally, our last fact about bison is that baby bison are called red dogs. Bison calves tend to be born from March through May, and they're an orangish-red color, which is why they earned the nickname red dogs. After a few months, their hair starts to change to dark brown, and their characteristic shoulder hump and horns begin to grow. And if you'd like to learn some more facts about the bison, you can visit the Department of the Interior's website, and they have those listed. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.